The fact that it got done, the fact that I managed to pull it off, is in some ways what my definition of a power nerd would be. Yeah, you know, it's like all these things that perhaps somebody else with a different genetic psychological makeup would just be like, take it more in stride. But for me, it just was one of those things, man. But we got through it. And the people who were in my life were so supportive. And although, you know, there's a lot of change in my life, you know, everybody in my life has just been so wonderful. And I thank the label and the management and the audience and the bands and the everybody that I've gone through this process with for being so supportive and being so considerate for how this has gone. And this last song, Ruby Quaker. Ruby Quaker is the name of the spaceship that I have built that will act as a 12-part miniseries that is meant to describe the narrative of the Moth. And I used the name Ruby Quaker because also the Ruby Quaker show, which you'll see, is also sponsored by a coffee company. And so we called the coffee Ruby Quaker. And in fact, the name Ruby Quaker is the type of moth that exists in eastern United States that when I was putting together the program and talking about the moth concept, a good friend of mine suggested Ruby Quaker is a good name for the spaceship. And this song here about coffee, at the end of the song Goodbye, it was just such an emotionally fucking devastating moment for me. That when I originally had left it as Goodbye was going to be the last song on the record. But I thought, you know what, that's not the process of grief from what I'm discovering. The process of grief requires all those stages, the acknowledgement, the acceptance, the anger, you know, the pain, all of this. But then at the end, it's like there is a light. And you do manage to see that storms don't last forever. And so this song is essentially saying to the audience, to myself, after the process of loss, after someone's gone, and it's just, you're fucked, and you allow yourself to just be like, okay, I get it, this is hard, okay, I can't intellectualize my way out of this, I'm sad. And after that, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, every now and then, your buddy shows up, and he's like, hey man, good morning. Brought some coffee. Let's get back to work. And so that's what this song's about. And so now I'm moving on to the Moth. And the Moth is, I've got two more days of writing. And the Moth is in many ways like my life's work. In some way, I guess. Maybe not in many ways, but in a lot of ways, it's like my life's work. And having gone through this power nerd experience, I don't, you know, there's going to be audio files that are going to be like, ah, you know, it could have been this and that and the other thing, and ah, oh, there's a glitch there and whatever, and there's going to be people that are more interested in the more complicated things that I do with the Moth or Axolotl or Deconstruction or the Puzzle or Empath or Ziltoid or Alien or whatever that might listen to this and be like, oh, it's a bunch of 80s rock songs. But in the process of uncovering my past and making peace with what my inner nature is and not what my perceived inner nature is based on my own ego, wanting it to be more or less than what it is, but saying to myself now, no, you know who you are. You're a good person. You're a solid person. I love myself. So Power Nerd as a record describes that process from beginning to end, and I hope you like it, and I hope it helps. And thanks to everybody who has been involved. It was a motherfucker. Let's get on. Let's move on to the Moth. Thanks to everybody involved with this record, truly. There was a lot to talk about, so I talked quickly. I hope it makes some sort of sense. Thank you for the support. And thank you for helping me through this difficult period. I'm sure you've been through periods that were almost exactly the same. And in some ways, I hope that this record and the documentation of it, that's not coming from a place of trying to tell anybody anything or teach anybody anything or any of that bullshit. It's like, guys, I went through this. It was fucking hard. I managed to finish a record. Thanks to everybody for helping me do it. Thanks to my wife and son and family and friends and band and everybody. Whew, I am so glad to have this one out of the way. Damn, dude. Thanks so much. This is Dev. Love you. Hang on for the moth because it's something else. See you soon. Bye.